Simon & Schuster Audio presents Life Support by Tess Gerritsen. Read by Megan Gallagher.
It was a scorching day outside, but Molly Picker was feeling chilled as she rode in the back seat of the car. The driver had taken her far from her usual neighborhood. Where was Rami sending her? He hadn't given her any address. Usually a scrawled street number was thrust in her hand and she had to scrounge up her own taxi. This time, though, there had been a car waiting for her at the curb. A nice car, too, with no telltale stains on the back seat. The car rolled to a stop. The voice from a tiny speaker in the partition said,
"This is the address. You can get out now."
Molly Picker peered out at the four-story brownstone. The first-floor windows were boarded up. Broken glass glittered on the sidewalk. The voice came from the speaker again.
"The front door's open. Go up 2 flights to the 3rd floor. It'll be the last door on your right."
"You've got to be kidding. Rami didn't say nothing about this."
"Rami said you'd cooperate. It's just part of the client's fantasy, Molly. You know how it is."
Molly shoved open the car door, stepped out onto the curb. She faced the building and took a deep breath. It was as bad inside as it looked on the outside. This felt wrong. All wrong.
"What the hell did you get me into, Rami? Who is this client, anyway?"
In the 3rd floor hallway, she stopped outside the last door on the right. She stepped inside and was amazed to find herself in a room with pristine white walls. In the center was some sort of doctor's exam table. Overhead hung an enormous lamp. There was no other furniture.